If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super excited that you've joined me on this magical today. And today I thought I would get into a topic that came up recently during one of my QHHT sessions. And these sessions are typically healing sessions, and healing happens in so many different kinds of ways, and I've been doing healing work for many, many years. My background is as a naturopathic physician. I've recently retired my license because I'm no longer practicing as a physician. I mainly do Dolores Cannon's technique of QHHT because I find this technique the most healing technique available out there. And the reason why is because this technique gets a person in touch with their inner being. And that is the one thing that is necessary in order for us to heal. When we are consistently looking outside of ourselves for the answer, looking for that technique or that healer or that gadget, that thing that can be our miracle tool, that healer for us, we won't heal ourselves in that way. We can take steps and we can learn a lot, but typically the healing does not happen unless we take a good look within. So there are many things that I experienced when I was a naturopathic physician in terms of helping people heal. And a lot of the things that we did were based on the physical body. And there's a lot of things that you can do to help the physical body heal, but it only gets to a certain level. And when you get to that level, then we have to go deeper. And that deeper level is always within the mind and the emotions. And there is nobody that can tell anybody what is within them. And that is why I do the technique that I do, Dolores Cannon's technique, because it essentially is helping a person get in touch with their own inner being. And this is what is required for healing, a deep understanding of ourselves and acceptance of ourselves. Because when we are not understanding and accepting of ourselves, then we are completely out of balance and our energy system, again, out of balance, we cannot heal in that way. When we do gain an understanding and acceptance, then the body, being this miraculous machine, knows exactly what to do, and it can heal itself. The reason why it stays in balance is because it is trying to give us a message of the lesson that we're here to learn. And all of these different things that we go through in our lives, they're pointing us to the direction of the lesson that we are here to learn. But oftentimes, these things that we go through can be so incredibly traumatic. And these traumas can get us stuck in different patterns and different programs. And so oftentimes, when I see people come to me, when I have different clients, they have done so many different things on their quest for healing. They've sought out different healers, different techniques, different practices, different tools, different gadgets, all of these things, and they still don't get to the place where they need to be. Oftentimes, when I go to different conferences or events, there's different booths and things around where people are selling different gadgets and healing tools and things, and I always say to them, that's nice and it's very interesting, but no thank you, I don't need gadgets. And they look at me kind of funny, but I tell them, I am the gadget. I don't need a gadget because I'm the gadget. All of this technology that we've created outside is actually inside, within our mind, within our body. We are amazing, miraculous machines. And so we don't need anything outside of us. We only need ourselves. That understanding and acceptance of ourselves, and to be able to trust and to flow in that knowing. And here's the thing about that knowing. We all know. We all have our answers within us. There's not a single one of us that does not have all our answers. What's happening is that we're human, and we've come down into this veiled existence where our conscious mind is veiled from our subconscious mind. And our deep subconscious mind is where all the answers are. And so as humans, we get so incredibly confused because these answers are veiled. And then we have this conscious mind aspect who acts like the bully on the playground. And this bully is constantly at us and picking on us and teasing us and telling us we're wrong and that we don't matter. And meanwhile, we have this subconscious side, which I like to refer to these also as the devil on one side of the shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder. The subconscious is the angel on the other shoulder. That is this subtle, quiet voice always whispering, I love you very much. You're never alone. You are so incredibly worthy and enough. But the bully is louder. And these answers, these subtle voices are veiled. And so if we're too distracted by the bully, by the conscious mind, then we don't often hear these subtle voices that are constantly there, always with us. My clients are told on a regular basis and shown in different ways how they are never alone. One of the higher self's favorite ways to show a client that they're never alone is to bring them to some ethereal space. It may seem like they're up in the clouds, or they're in space somewhere, where they look down at themselves and they don't see a body. They see themselves as part of the atmosphere, as just one with it all. And when I ask them if they feel that they are alone or are there others around, they typically look around and they're a little, sometimes they can be confused because they say, well, there's no one else here, but I don't feel alone at all. I feel like I'm one with it all. And that doesn't feel alone. And this is just one of the ways that the higher self likes to show people that we're never alone. One of the other ways is showing them the different guides and other dimensional aspects of themselves who are also always watching over and helping us. So not only are we never alone and we have lots and lots of help, but all of these answers are within us. And they're actually really, really easy to get to. All it requires is turning down that bully, just ignoring it, not paying attention to it. Don't let all of those questions and nagging thoughts be paid attention to. Pay them no mind. Instead, focus on something different. Focus on nothing, actually, if we can. Sometimes when we're just doing the dishes, taking a shower, vacuuming, we're not thinking of anything in particular, that is when our answers come, when we're not thinking. When we've just let it all go, that is when this subtle voice can come through really clearly. And when we listen to the subtle voice within us, that's how we can heal. And we all have this ability to heal ourselves. We were born into this existence with this ability. Think about it this way. We heal ourselves. Our bodies heal ourselves every time we get a little cut. Maybe you put a little Neosporin or a Band-Aid over it. But that Neosporin or the Band-Aid, neither one of those are actually healing the cut. The body itself is healing that cut. It would do the same exact thing by healing it without the Neosporin, without the Band-Aid. Those are things that make us feel better. But the body will handle it regardless. So the body knows exactly what to do at all times. We all have this capability within us. All we need to do is go within. When I say all we need to do, I say it like it's very easy. It's not always very easy, but it is very simple. We find it difficult because we've gotten ourselves so used to listening to the bully, and we think that we can't not listen to the bully, and that's BS. We so can ignore the bully. Every single one of us can ignore this bully mind and just breathe for a moment and quiet ourselves down and just not allow those thoughts to snowball. Because if we want to give them attention, then they will do exactly that. What I find interesting about healing is that there's so much choice involved. We get to choose what we focus on. We get to choose if we allow that bully to take over or not. I had someone ask me the other day about this technique, and they said, well, I wasn't sure if this was going to be able to work for me. I said, work for you? This technique works. It's not about whether it works for you. It's about whether you are going to work with it. It's about being able to let go and just allow whatever to be, be. If we're constantly questioning and needing an answer, we're not allowing things to be, and we're not working with the flow. So just being able to let it all go, having zero expectation of what that answer should be, and just listening and being quiet, those answers are there. You know, we're all in this state twice a day where we're in the in-between, where our answers are very, very clear. The veil is very thin. And that is right before we fall asleep at night and right as we wake up in the morning. If we can remember to ask a question during those times to ourselves, to our higher selves, with intention, and trust the very first answer that comes, that is the answer. That is always the answer, the very first thing that comes. If we can learn to trust the very first thing that comes, the more we do that, the more we learn to trust ourselves and our intuition. Now, the other part about healing that I wanted to talk about today is something that came up this week in my session. And that is this idea of when we have been traumatized or victimized, oftentimes we can make that a part of our identity. And when we make that a part of our identity, it's difficult to let go. So I had a client who made this trauma that the client experienced, they made it so a part of their identity that even learning the background and the history during his session, it was really hard for him to still let it go because he was afraid to let go of the idea that he had of himself. The idea he was presented with was a completely different idea. And so to let go of this identity is scary for many, many people. The thing is, it's scary because so many of us are afraid of change and we don't see what's on the other side. We don't often see how wonderful and how grandiose these possibilities are when we can let go of all of that trauma. There's no reason to hold on to it. It just weighs us down. Oftentimes, when we're able to let it go and forgive ourselves for whatever it is that we need to forgive ourselves for and learn to love ourselves, that grass on the other side is this beautiful Garden of Eden. And we just can't see it until we allow ourselves the change, allow ourselves essentially the death and rebirth. And right now, such an amazing time for this. Energetically, we are being supported in this death and rebirth, in what's going on in our astrological realms energetically. So if this is something that resonates with you, if you have had a traumatic life experience, if there have been some things in childhood that you are still holding on to 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, it's time to let it go. It's time to understand that everyone played their role. And this is what the higher selves love to tell people. They played their role perfectly. And not only that, but this was something. This is exactly what they told my client. You chose this before you came in. This was your contract. You wanted to learn how to stand up for yourself. You wanted to learn how to be compassionate. You wanted to learn mainly how to forgive and how to forgive yourself. And in order to do that, you chose this relationship to make you do that. And without it, you wouldn't have learned. Because oftentimes, as human beings, we need to learn the hard way. That's why we come here in the first place. That's why we need the duality in order for us to learn, because we just don't when all is peas and carrots, when all is rainbows and butterflies. We weren't learning as souls. And so we have this new experiment here on Earth to where we can learn a little faster by having that contrast. Having this contrast helps us learn. But this contrast isn't for us to hold on to. It's for us to learn from. So it's very important to let it go, let that aspect die, so we can bring in and rebirth a new aspect, to bring in the light that we came here to bring in. So many of us came in here to bring in the light, and we came in to learn from these experiences and to shine our light even brighter. And so to allow these experiences to dim our light is not what our inner being wants us to do. And so to be able to look at our lives, to have a whole lot of forgiveness, to be able to let it go and love ourselves a whole lot more, we will take a humongous step in our spiritual evolution. I think that's going to be it for me today, everybody. I'm going to leave you with this song by Ayla Nerio, Get Up Out of Your Way. Until next time, I love you all.
Shore and swift in a windless race, set free as an open cage, withered mind to regain your secrets fall like whispered rain, and the night it holds like a mad gaze. Your mirror knows the sun flies. Like a hidden throat, your mirror knows the sudden fly. Through the gate of flame, wake and rise. It could be your life if you let the reins and lean in. My love, be bright. Get about your way, get about your way. Can you let it be? Can you let it be? Can you let it be? adrift in the windless race, set free as an open cage, withered mind to regain your secrets for my love. Be brave, get about your way, get about your way.